Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Isn't it amazing to know the God of the universe set you apart to be his very own? It's amazing. Yes, it is. And I believe that's why so many Christians don't believe that God is in them. God is working in them to get them to mature and bear good fruit. Yeah, it is amazing to know that the God who created this whole universe is right there in you, and he has created you for a special thing. Let your heart celebrate being held in his hands, loved by his heart, and cradled in his care. Oh, praise the Lord. He set you apart for himself, the God who will hear and answer your prayers. And I believe that he will when you're believing him, you're asking for wisdom, and he's helping you to understand that. I really believe that he is anxious. Not, God doesn't get anxious, but he's so ready to give you the answer to your requests. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And Jimmy was talking about a newsletter and that you can call for a newsletter. You can actually go to freedomstreet.org and you can click on that newsletter. It's under teachings, I believe. And I have to get all this straight as I learn the titles in the freedomstreet.org. And then you can actually go to any newsletter for this year and read it. Yeah, I am. It's wonderful. You can just read up and on all the wonderful articles. And so many have been donated by Power Partners, and they're things that I believe you'll really be interested. Also, if Call to Freedom is a blessing for you, you can donate right there at freedomstreet.org. Hit that donate button, and I'm having so many people joining in that online giving. So God bless you. It's been wonderful to have you listening to this program, and we're entering so many fathoms of years of radio. I know that Kimberly and I were trying to figure out, we were doing like 6,500 radio programs. And it gets, after a while, it just gets voluminous. I mean, oh, how could I be doing that? But God is so faithful. I just give him all the glory, faithful and true to his word. And I know there are times when I say, oh Lord, I don't know what to talk about, but he always fills that half hour. It used to be that Darren was filling a whole hour with phone calls and teaching, and it's now a half hour, and a lot of it's because of the finances, the cost of radio, although I appreciate radio so much. Oh, it's been such a blessing for so many people, and I hope you understand and don't take it for granted that radio is there for you at any time. Just go to your phone or go to your radio. Some of you still have radios in your home. You just go to that radio and click on the radio, and there you get voices. I mean, what a miracle. What an absolute miracle. Well, probably as you have heard, President Trump is on a whirlwind trip to the Far East to negotiate with our allies and try to be diplomatic with our critics. And when he arrived in Japan, I find this so good. They rolled out the red carpet for him and welcomed him with a Japanese Philharmonic Orchestra playing the theme from Rocky, Gonna Fly Now. What a treat. I've listened to it several times. So you can actually do that too. Just Google the Japanese Philharmonic Orchestra playing the theme from Rocky and you'll get that. It's really beautiful. And I'm sure President Trump was impressed. They are a friend of the U.S. and they are great shipbuilders, and I know they are going to negotiate on both sides for the good of both countries. So, oh, congratulations, President Trump. I believe that he is going to gain more friends on this trip. I have a memory verse for this week from Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Don't pat yourself on your back, on the back. It is the gift of God, lest anyone may boast. That's a foundation verse. There are some foundation verses in the scriptures. For instance, like Romans 10, 9 and 10. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we are saved. We're saved. We're born again. So it's important that you get some of these foundation scriptures down in your heart. And the New Living Translation says Ephesians 2 verse 8, God saved you by his grace when you believed. That's all you got to do, friend. Believe. Believe. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. See, when you're working for an employer, you earn what you are getting as a check. Every so often, sometimes twice a month, sometimes weekly. So you're earning that check that you're getting. This is a gift from God. You don't earn it. You can't earn it. God has done it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. That is Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. Oh, wonderful, wonderful verses. And friend, you are God's masterpiece created in Christ Jesus. When I think of situations, I've been talking about, you know, the struggles that we have in life, and sometimes it's really difficult to understand why we have to go through these times, but the pressure sometimes gives us endurance, and endurance gives us wonderful rewards in this life. And when I think of situations that people of the Bible were in, the first one who comes to mind is David. He had a loyal following among the people of Judah, but there were other people out to get him, including his adult children who had sinned dreadfully. And you have many children, you're going to have many issues. That's all there is to it. That's why I had two children. Two children are enough. But some of you are enjoying, you know, half a dozen children. Well, you're going to have issues. Absalom, his beautiful, handsome son, was so distraught over his half-brother Amnon raping his sister that he did not forgive his father David when David did nothing to Amnon. I mean, David was silent after that, after Tamar went into, she really stayed with Absalom then after she was raped. So David did nothing. So Absalom took it upon himself to punish his father David. I can hear about, I hear about family feuds today, but this account in 2 Samuel 15, it tops them all. It really does. Absalom was a manipulator, and because he was so handsome, he knew how to win the people in Jerusalem, and he almost achieved his plan of overturning his father's reign on the throne. He almost did, but you know what? It wasn't in God's plan. That's right. When something is not in God's plan, it's not going to go over. So gradually, Absalom began to undermine King David, usurping his authority and speaking against him to the people. He met at the gate every day, people. He had a popular following. And under the pretense of honoring a vow, Absalom went to Hebron and began to gather an army. He sent messengers throughout the land proclaiming his kingship. When King David learned of the rebellion, he and his followers fled Jerusalem. I mean, there were so many people coming against him. He thought all he could do was run, and he did. He fled Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Absalom took advice from his counselors on the best way, the riffraff, on the best way to defeat his father. And before the battle, David ordered his troops not to harm Absalom. The two armies clashed at Ephraim in a large oak forest. 20,000 men died that day. Oh, I can't imagine. The army of David prevailed. As Absalom was riding his mule under a tree, his hair, he had thick, thick, long hair. His hair got entangled in the branches, and you can read this in 2 Samuel 15. It got entangled in the branches. The mule ran off, leaving Absalom hanging in the air, helpless. Joab, one of David's generals, great general, took 3 javelins and thrust them into Absalom's body. Then 10 of Joab's armor bearers circled Absalom and killed him. Oh, horrible, horrible ending. How terrible it can be when we don't confront, when we don't address things that are going on. And I'm sorry to say King David didn't, but I'll tell you what. He did something more important. He was a man after God's heart. And he gave God first place. He did. And I give him kudos for that. Here is a heart-rendering prayer from Psalm 3 that King David prayed during this tumultuous time. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Now, some of his adversaries, as I just read to you, were his sons. And so we know that sometimes David was talking about enemies when he was talking about people from his own family and his own household. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy hill. He will answer you. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Now this was before he had the victory. And friend, that's what we need to do. Thank you, God, for destroying the enemy. Thank you, God, for giving me victory over my adversaries, giving me victory over this problem that I have in my life. That's what we need to pray. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. And I would like to right now have Rachel play. Terry McAlmon has the most beautiful chorus on Psalm 3, verse 3. You're the glory and the lifter of my head.
You're my glory and the lifter of my head. You're my glory, Lord, and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory.
It's just a beautiful song. Oh, Father God, you're the glory and the lifter of my head. When my enemies surround me, I will not be afraid. Can't you just see David on his knees thanking God that the enemy is going to be defeated by God himself? Oh, you're the glory and the lifter of my head. You're a shield for me. Oh, so what do you do when strange and unexpected things occur? Things that are out of the ordinary. Well, first of all, you realize that you're not alone. David knew he was not alone. I mean, many thousands of people were against him, but he was not alone. You are not alone. Who did David go to in time of turmoil? That's one thing the enemy tries to drill into your mind. Oh, you're all alone. You don't have anyone to help you. You're on the losing end of this situation. You're going down. Don't believe him. If God is for you, who can be against you, my friend? So you start talking to yourself, speaking confidence into your soul and your mind. I cast not away my confidence, for it has a great reward. And don't talk doom and gloom. It's not going to happen. I just can't see any answer to this. I don't know what's going to happen. Don't do that. Say, God, I know you have the answer, and you're going to bring a good result into my life. These are words that Holy Spirit gave to me right after Darren left the earth, and I gave them to you yesterday, but I want to give them to you again. And if you can only say them under your breath, go for it. Follow me. So I will trust you now. Follow me. I will trust you now. I'll never be down and out. I'll never be down and out. By faith, I am flying high. By faith, I am flying high. For Jesus is by my side. For Jesus is by my side. So I will trust you now. So I will trust you now. I'll never be down and out. I'll never be down and out. For Jesus has set me free. For Jesus has set me free and given me liberty and given me liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Begin putting scripture down into your heart. If you're just beginning in this memorization process, I've been at it for a long time. So write down scriptures and put them on cards, 3x5 cards, and place them in areas where you are during the day where you can pick them up and just continue to memorize one scripture at a time. At the sink where you do your dishes, or I wouldn't recommend them on the stove if you have a gas stove because they might burn. But wherever you frequent during the day, on the visor of the car, that's a great place. I know I have several friends who put them on the visor of the cars. And they like that cassette case of power packs because you can take one card out at a time and memorize. If you would like verses to start with and you don't have any, okay, call me after the program at 1-877-917-7256. I'll try to remember to bring that number to you again so you can call and ask for a power pack of scriptures. Yep, power pack. And leave your name and address and I'll send you a power pack. It's that easy. Or you can go online at barbara@freedomstreet.org and ask for a power pack, and I'll send one to you. Yeah, postage is all paid by me. The next thing, you're not alone, okay, in this thing. The next thing I ask of Holy Spirit, and remember the word ask that I talked about last week. The Lord, I ask wisdom. Father God, I ask wisdom from you. I know that on Friday I was going to be printing out name labels for the newsletter, because that's what I do. You receive an insert card in your little newsletter, and I put name labels on all those insert cards. Yeah, it's quite an ordeal. And the HP printer, it just went offline. It just spit out some papers, and then it went offline. And I'm going, well, that's never happened before. So I unplugged, and I plugged, and I unplugged, and I plugged. And I went down on the floor, and I crawled around all the little crannies where all the cords were to see if anything was missing, if any cord was unplugged. Followed them around. And Father, I said, Father, I know that you know all about this printer. I know you know how to do this. And I'm asking you to help me. In Jesus' name, I ask for wisdom to be able to know what I can do in this situation. Well, Friday went, Saturday went, and Sunday, okay? Oh, praise the Lord. We got to wait sometimes, like Darren did for the gas wells for 9 years. Okay, it works, though. It works. It was well worth it. Let me tell you, those gas wells produced, it was well worth it. So I said, okay, Father, Monday, you know, I need to print off some sheets for the radio, some notes. I do notes for the radio program, so I won't forget where I am, because sometimes I do. So I prayed again. I went up to the little printer. It's been a really great printer. And I prayed over it. I anointed. I jiggled it. I held it. I actually lifted it up and hugged it. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this printer working in wonderful wonder, in the wonderful way that you want it to. And I put it down on the counter, and what do you know? It went on. Don't ask me how, except I know Holy Spirit was at work there. The angels were at work. I have a lot of tech angels at work in my office. So, oh, I just gave Father the glory. Thank you, Father God. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. I cried to you, Lord, from my, and you heard me from the holy hill. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. So I went on a wonderful praise moment, and you may not find that really important, because there are more important things in your life. Well, when it gets into a sticky situation in your life, you know who to go to. Go to the Father God. So it's wonderful to know that we do not allow the circumstances to dominate our attitudes or our spiritual mindset. We don't get down. We don't say, oh, I guess I'm going to have to call somebody to come and work on this. No, you don't obsess on the problem, but you confess the answer. You don't obsess on the problem, you confess the answer. And the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace, Romans 8:6. You take on challenges as conquerable and temporary. You have a winner's mindset. You know, if God is for you, like I was just quoting from Romans 8, verse 31, if God is for you, who can be against you? Do you allow a distinction or temporary failure to determine the way you see life from that point on? Don't let it. Don't allow the enemy to creep in and give you a failure mindset. Is the prism of your life forever distorted by failures such as a bankruptcy or maybe a loss of a loved one? Oh, don't allow that to interrupt your life and the plan that God has for you. I know highly successful people who have bankrupted and go on to great careers. And for, I think, didn't Donald Trump bankrupt? I think he did. And then Walt Disney, he bankrupted 4 times. So those are important people that decided, you know what, I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on with this. So I really believe that when you begin getting scripture down in your heart, God will bless you mightily. Again, Hebrews 10:35, I cast not away my confidence, for it has a great reward. For I have need of endurance, so when I have done the will of God, I will receive what he has promised. It's within the will of God that you've got to seek him, friend. And then Philippians 4:13, I love this in the Passion. The strength of Christ's explosive power. I mean, his power is explosive in me to conquer any difficulty. Any difficulty, my friend. And don't feel alone. You're not alone in this. If you need some prayer for anything that you're into, you can email me at Barbara at freedomstreet.org, Barbara@freedomstreet.org, or you can even email Kimberly@freedomstreet.org, or call me at 1-877-917-7256. If you'd like a power pack of scripture cards, I will be happy to put them in a mailer. Address, you got to leave your name and address. Address your name on the mailer and send it through the post office to your beautiful home. I am happy to do that. Don't allow circumstances to define who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You are more than a conqueror, and you are loved. Remember what I spoke from Ephesians. You are a masterpiece in God's eyes. He loves you. He truly does. God bless you. Kimberly, I hopefully will be on the air tomorrow with me. Know that God is for you. He's not against you. He's the glory and the lifter of your head. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.